Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And let's add this to the list of systemic deficiencies plaguing the FBI. Since 2016, there's been what seems to be a never-ending list of scandals and corruption engulfing the J. Edgar Hoover building. We've suffered through their Russian collusion circus. We saw federal agents run interference on any story about Hunter Biden's laptop. They raided the home of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, and they seem to have a disturbing track record regarding mass shooters. They almost always seem to know who these guys are beforehand. Also, they initially said that the 2017 GOP congressional baseball team shooting, which almost killed then-Majority Whip Steve Scalise, was not politically motivated, even though the perpetrator was a devoted leftist and a Bernie bro who scoped out the practice location in Alexandria, Virginia for days and had a hit list of GOP targets. Now, is this the biggest scandal to hit the FBI? No. But it has a considerable impact because it is a Second Amendment issue. And the media has peddled narratives about how private citizens can't stop active shooter situations, partially based on FBI's inaccurate data sets. The FBI is grossly undercounting or simply miscataloging incidents in which citizens prevent would be rampage killers, would-be mass shooters, whatever you want to call them. According to the Hoover Boys, only 4% of active shooter situations are stopped by ordinary citizens, when the actual number is closer to 35%. In 2021, the figure was around 50%. John Lott's Crime Prevention Research Center crunched the exact figures in their new study, which also added that the FBI misclassified shooting incidents when a civilian stopped the attacker because the police later arrested the suspect. The FBI reports that armed citizens only stopped 11 of the 252 active shooter incidents it identified for the period 2014 to 2021. And they define an active shooter incident as those in which an individual actively kills or attempts to kill people in a populated public area. But it does not include those it deems related to other criminal activity like robbery or fighting over drug turf. Now, an analysis identified a total of 360 active shooter incidents during that period and found that armed citizens stopped 124. A previous report looked at only instances where armed civilians stopped what likely would have been a mass public shooting. There were another 24 cases that wasn't included where armed civilians stopped armed attacks, but the suspect didn't fire his gun. And those cases are excluded from calculations, so it could be argued that a civilian also stopped what likely could have been an active shooting event. The FBI reported that armed citizens thwarted 4.4% of active shooter incidents, while the CPRC found 34.4%. Two factors explain this discrepancy. One, misclassified shootings, and two, overlooked incidents. And regarding the former, the CPRC determined that the FBI reports had misclassified 5 shootings. In 2 incidents, the Bureau notes in its detailed write-up, the citizens possessing valid firearms permits confronted the shooters and caused them to flee the scene. But they did not list these cases as being stopped by armed citizens because police later apprehended the attackers. 2 other incidents, the FBI misidentified armed civilians as armed security personnel. Finally, they failed to mention citizen engagement in 1 incident. like the Bureau's report about the December 29th, 2019 attack on the Rest Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas, that left two men dead, does not list this as an incident of civic engagement. Instead, they list this attack as being stopped by a security guard. But this was a parishioner who had volunteered to provide security during worship, fatally shot the perpetrator. That guy, Jack Wilson, told Dr. John Lott that he was not a security professional. He said that 19 to 20 members of the congregation were armed that day, and they didn't even keep track of who was carrying a concealed weapon. Then there's the second factor, the overlooked cases. The FBI more significantly missed 25 incidents identified by the Crime Prevention Research Center, where that would likely have been a mass public shooting was thwarted by armed civilians. And there were another 83 active shooting incidents that they missed. Now, there's no reason to think that the news media covers all the cases where civilians stopped attacks. But the further back you go in time, the more cases you are likely to miss. Now, using 2014 to 2021 data, this shows that 49.1% of active shooting attacks were stopped in 2021, 45.1% in 2020, and a declining percentage the further back in time that you go. The FBI's active shooting reports do not mention whether the attacks occur in gun-free zones. And the issue is that when places are posted as gun-free zones, law-abiding citizens obey those rules and would be unable to stop the attacks in these areas. This being noted by Carl Moody, a professor at William & Mary and the Crime Prevention Research Center's research director. All of the experts interviewed by the Washington Post and the New York Times argued that stopping these attacks should be left to the police. Jody Madeira told the Washington Post, I think you might get more individuals caring, sort of primed for something to happen, which is particularly dangerous, and in reality, that's the job of the police. Jody Madeira is a law professor at Indiana University, Bloomington. But many in law enforcement would disagree. In March 2013, Police One surveyed its 380,000 active duty and 70,000 retired law enforcement officer members. 86% of the members believe that casualties from mass public school shootings could be reduced or avoided altogether if citizens had carried permitted concealed handguns in those places. 77% supported Army teachers and or school administrators who volunteered to care at their school. No other policy to protect children and school staff has this kind of widespread support. A few years ago, it would have been shocking to think that the FBI, a preeminent law enforcement and domestic intelligence agency, could fudge the numbers this poorly, but since Trump, their malfeasance knows no bounds, and they've interfered in three elections now, one of which, 2024, hasn't even begun, but you don't think Trump will use the Mar-a-Lago raid in some fashion to build the foundation for his pending candidacy announcement? The Bureau has acted more like the political police force of the Democratic Party. So sadly, this is not just flawed data formulas that we see coming out about these rampage killings and mass shootings that they've missed. This is sloppy, and I kind of suspect it might also be, if it isn't sloppy and it's actually being done on purpose, well, That becomes an issue, I guess. That becomes an issue when you sit there. But, I mean, hey, this they've shown their true stripes. We get it. We understand. The FBI has they've never followed their mandate. They've always been intelligence gathering against us since the days of J. Edgar Hoover. It's always been a game of, pressuring people to do things. Why would we think anything's different now? I know they had a nice TV show with Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. where they got their man at the end of the by the end of the show, they always had their guy. Unfortunately, like all things in TV, that's fantasy. There used to be, real drama on TV, and it was great, but at the same time, it wasn't based on any sort of fact pattern. Not at all. So, there you have it. Underreporting, that's the way they do it. That's the way they keep you thinking that this doesn't happen as often as it does. But we know that it does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Leftists like to think that if you're conservative, you're very closed-minded, and you cannot handle listening to an opposing opinion. But whatever mainstream journalists, whenever they start discussing talk radio and how it's bad for America, you can surmise that they often can't handle the other side. Because this is where we are really unfettered. for the most part. On October 16th, the CBS News show Sunday Morning devoted the whole show to exploring a nation divided. CBS would like you to think they don't like division and they are not divisive. And that's just false. And fill-in host Ted Koppel began, tens of millions of Americans get their political marching orders on the radio. How insulting is that? How divisive is that? Anyone who listens to conservatives on the radio is, to borrow the old Washington Post insult, poor, uneducated, and easy command. To command, excuse me. Democracy is supposed to be about persuasion. And you're not going to persuade someone or unify the country by saying half of us are taking marching orders from talk radio generals. Sounds like the CBS leftists are frustrated that their marching orders aren't followed. CBS reporter was Jim Axelrod, no relation to Democratic strategist David Axelrod, but they sound like brothers. He began with some more of their insults. 35 years after the talk radio revolution on the air is still often an exercise in off the rails. This coming from the Dan Rather channel that somehow never went off the rails into fake news ever. Now, Axelrod's first talk radio expert was Brian Rosenwald, a leftist whose 2019 book on talk radio carries blurbs from CBS's John Dickerson, CNN's Michael Smirkanish, and Eric Alterman, the socialist crank who wrote the unintentional humor book entitled What Liberal Media? Rosenwald whined that talk radio has unquestionably divided Americans. It has unquestionably hardened our politics. Axelrod then asked Rosenwald, how is that good for America? And he replied, it's not. It's bad for America. Of course, this just underlines what a deeply dishonest segment this is. Only conservatives divide and harden our politics. CBS and the other leftist channels, they never do it. Then, now I think I've actually talked to this guy. His name is Michael Harrison. He has something online called Talkers Magazine, which publishes the top 100 talkers, identified as a Bible for talk radio people. Harrison said America would be better served if leftist talk radio was as popular as conservative talk radio. That's dopey. CBS then turned back to Rosenwald, who accurately compared the Limbaughs to Jon Stewart. And late-night lefty entertainers. But somehow their polarizing talk, like Stephen Colbert, never harden our politics. CBS also surprisingly noted that the one part of the dial that is liberal turf is NPR, which attracts big numbers and is relatively restrained compared to commercial radio, which is seeking ever more extreme approaches to attracting listeners. And this is the way the liberals see NPR, but it's flat wrong. NPR promoted the book In Defense of Looting, and another book that insisted left-wing riots for racial justice should be welcomed and called rebellions. NPR just put on radical left author Anand Giridharadas, to complain President Joe Biden should never have said in 2020 that rioting is not protesting, looting is not protesting. CBS Sunday Morning itself has aired some extreme commentary. After Hurricane Katrina in 2005, Nancy Giles ripped President George W. Bush and said the victims were mostly white. If they had been mostly white, their bodies would not have been left to float in putrid water. When the Republicans took over Congress in 1995, CBS TV critic John Lehner compared them to a slash-and-burn Khmer Rouge. But to sum up, CBS journalists think conservative radio is bad for America, but when they compare themselves, conservatives, to Cambodian communist crackpots who slaughtered about 2 million people, this is not divisive. It's a satchel of sweet reason. Now, let me state categorically for you that I don't know everything, and I don't purport to know everything. I try to research. If there's something that catches my attention, I try to research it and see what it is and try to suss out what it is. I at least as measured by the Army ASVAB test that I took in 1984, which, gosh, that's been nearly 40 years ago. At that time, I was a little bit above average intelligence. So this means I have decent reasoning ability. This means that I can get out there and make some, if I get some facts, I can probably make a reasoned determination as to what I'm looking at. You should never take anything I say at face value. Go double check it. If I say something, you're like, there's no way that could be that way, then go double check it. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I'm not the all master being of time, space, and dimension when it comes to information. I tell you that freely and of my own will. I am trying to be persuasive, but at the same time, I also know exactly what this is that I'm doing right here. This is not a seminar or a class. This is a radio show. And if you're kind enough to listen to it, if you're kind enough to pick it up, if you can't listen to it live, if you're kind enough to get the podcast, then, you know, at the very least I can do, the very least I owe you, is to try to be accurate. I'm not always going to be accurate every single time. But this is the difference between me and probably every other talk radio guy out there and the mainstream media. I'm not being divisive. I'm just pointing out, I'm just quoting these guys. I'm just quoting them. I do say some things sometimes that are just purely my opinion. Like my opinion is that, you know, for the leftists, it's really good when they have a rampage killing and children get killed. Because then they can heart them some gun control that wouldn't have stopped it in the first place. They won't do anything to actually harden the target. And by the same token, they're only too happy to force you, not persuade you, not coerce you, force you into giving up your rights. So, if talk radio is bad in the view of the leftists, that's great for me because I love that. I love them hating me just for existing. Except you that are listening to this, you're supposed to be closed-minded, but they hate me and they hate you for simply existing. That's sort of problematic. Doesn't work their way, I don't guess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is going to keep raising interest rates in an effort to fight inflation. That's what a top official said in a speech ahead of another expected interest rate hike. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker said he believes the nation will have rates well above 4% by the end of the year. COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel voted unanimously to recommend that kids get the jab ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states like Virginia, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and Ohio all follow the CDC vaccination guidelines to set requirements for children being educated in schools. President Biden spending part of his Thursday in Pennsylvania touting an infrastructure bill that was passed earlier this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. The red wave is coming, and the Republicans that are surfing that, they had better be paying attention to what's coming up on the beach, because the biggest problem we have with the Republicans is their lack of attention and their lack of knowing what's going on, and their lack of they got a lot of lacks. They're far from so far from being perfect, but I digress. They're on the cusp of a smashing victory with a mandate to do conservative things. As they're coming up on their victory parties, they need to take a look across the Atlantic at how the alleged conservative party there in the UK screwed up so much that if the elections were held today, the Brits would elect a bunch of woke communists. And why not? Instead of acting like conservatives, the conservatives are themselves acting like woke communists. Why not get the real thing instead of a pale imitation faking conservatism? Is it really this difficult to keep Daddy Shower's bike follower from grabbing at every tween girl he sees on the rare occasions they let him out of the White House? He's like the Lincoln Project, except with female and no panel van. The term regime best describes the regime, and we hardcore conservatives have been using it a lot lately. And now our conservative betters have decided to take a break from failing to conserve important things and to focus on stopping us from using this evocative and accurate term for the present power paradigm. They can stuff it up where they can't clutch their pearls, by the way. But let's go back to the Brit conservatives. Boris Johnson brought in a huge record-setting victory for the Conservative Party with a mandate to implement Brexit and to do conservative things. They had been in power for a long time, and they got soft. Labour was so enamored in communism and CRT crap that the people went Tory almost by default for years, but this time they gave instructions. And the Conservatives ignored the people's instructions. Instead of a party implementing a program of law and order and economic prosperity, you get pinko-like party focusing on kind of frivolous nonsense that activates posh twits. Johnson did implement Brexit, but he also went all in on the climate change hoax. He allowed a flood of illegal aliens to row across the English Channel and welcomed them with open wallets. He went all in on COVID paranoia, though he got caught ignoring what he knew to be nonsense rules he imposed on everybody else. He refused to crush crime and tolerated the PC woke fascist nonsense that leads to bobbies calling people up to threaten them about illegal social media posts. In short, he did what the Labor Party would have done, but a smidge less. So he's out. And Liz Truss came in and started making conservative noises, and her own party has shivved her. But, you know, by the time I'm talking about this, she might be in the bin, too. The polls show the Tories getting crushed, and why not? They aren't conservative. What's the point? Now, if you are a Republican in Congress and elsewhere, you're about to win a big victory, a huge victory in Trumpese. But it's not a victory purely because you are not Democrats. That's what the Brit conservatives apparently thought. No, we want you to do conservative things. And let me explain, because too many of you are unclear on this. If the regime media likes it, don't do it. If Mitt Romney thinks it's a good idea, don't do it. If it does not help the people who elected you and the big corporations did not elect you, don't do it. If it fails to own the left, don't do it. Learn from others' pain, not your own. Fail to be conservative, and you'll get wiped out next time. Plain and simple. Then we go to President Badfinger. He goes to California. Gets caught once again on tape skeeting on some tween. You know, the Democrats are cool with his Tara Reid assault and his 6 showers with his young daughter. I think those kind of experiences are pretty much required for a Democrat politician, but this is getting out of control. Somebody has to put him back in his basement. Turn the tube on and let him watch Murder, She Wrote. Maybe tell him Angela Lansbury dies so at least we get a break from his gropey grooming as he mourns. And I'm not trying to diss Angela Lansbury. She seems like she was a very nice lady. We have a personal interest in Biden not feeling up every chicklet within his perverted blast radius. It's not merely that we want to protect little kids, unlike Democrats, who see them as the physical, emotional, and sexual fodder for their pedo-friendly constituents. It's that foreigners are watching, and normally no one should care what a bunch of alien savages think, but the problem is that when they see this degenerate hand-her-in-chief doing his icky thing, they start thinking America's weak. And that's because America is weak. We can't embolden the barbarians by demonstrating that our crusty Caligula is busy with his perversions and unready to lead. But that's the situation. Ron Klain sticks, you know, he sticks some saltpeter in that doofus's evening gruel and keep him away from Jokinder. And then there's the regime. A lot of us refer to the regime because it is a regime. It's illegitimate and evil, and that's what the term evokes. So that is the term we use. But you never guess what. Well, maybe you already have. But anyway, the National Review has decreed that you can't say the regime anymore. I didn't read the article when I saw that. I didn't need to. I've read the same thing a million times about another million pseudo-outrages that rile up the teen fuss budget. Whenever we do something effective or adopt a term that accurately and powerfully evokes the truth, some Frito-Con comes along and demands that we stop. Every single time we do something that works or gets our message across powerfully, we're ordered to stop because, oh, well, I never. That's not who we are. We're better than that. Shut up. So this has got me to the point where I got to ask a few questions about these yahoos. I understand why they are the way they are, because they've been making bank for a long time, sitting out there, being in the minority, and being able to call out the evilness while doing nothing about it when they get a chance to actually make a switch, get in power ourselves. So what is it with these losers? What compels them not only to submit themselves, but to demand that you join them in honorable defeat and serfdom. The French had nothing on the likes of David French. If he was a man, he would be the king of those wusses when it comes to not merely surrender, but active collaboration. It is the regime, because regime embodies what it is. Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. He did not get 81 million votes. There's not, I mean, I don't know how many votes he did get, but I don't see, I do this nationally and I do it locally. I don't see anybody standing up and going, you know, I voted for Joe. I'm thrilled to see what he's doing. He is actually, you know, he's got it together. When Donald Trump left, and I'm just going to use the gasoline thing. When Donald Trump left, what was gas? It was hovering around $2 a gallon. We had a strategic petroleum preserve, or reserve, excuse me, SPR, that was full, that had never been full in hadn't been full in decades. And Donald Trump got it full. He got it full, and he got it to where we were a net exporter of energy. We, and, you know, nobody was messing with Donald Trump, because energy is a big strategic thing. That's a big strategic thing. And that gets shut off day one of the regime. Day one. And now they're trying to make a transition happen that isn't happening. So it's the regime. We're not going to stop calling it the regime because it is a regime and we feel like calling it. But most of all, because of those idiots and the Frito-cons that can't get out there and understand that we're playing for keeps. We are playing for keeps. No more of this, touchy-feely nonsense. It's just not stylish. All right, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Cast your mind back to 2020. Before the November presidential elections, the nation's cities were convulsed by riots. Riots spread by leftist provocateurs, facilitated by Democrat mayors and condoned by congressional Democrats. George Floyd's death was the excuse. Mayhem was a regular feature for months in the news. Some Democrats expressed guarded sympathy for rioters. Most others stayed silent. Silence leads consent, and Antifa and BLM got plenty of it. And regardless, the argument went that in the name of racial justice, it was virtuous to loot, target, ransack and burn small businesses, and kill. Among the murdered was retired St. Louis Police Captain David Dorn. Dorn, a black man, was murdered by a BLM thug while guarding a friend's house. Only half-wit Kamala Harris spilled the beans. The riots would continue until the goal was achieved. The goal was defeating Donald Trump and installing dementia sufferer Joe Biden in the White House. Scared voters went, the reasoning were Democrat voters. When Biden won the election, number of fraudulent votes undetermined, the rioting ceased as if by magic. Or is that by prearrangement? Now, midterm election voting is underway in less than 3 weeks, and until the marathon ends, though in blue jurisdictions, counting will continue until Democrats find enough votes to eke out wins. This election season, city streets are quiet except for the routine sound of gunfire and shouts of screams of victims. Compliments of compassionate Democrats, Philly, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, D.C., name them, are crime war zones, and you can enter at your own risk. After the midterm elections, when Democrats, their money bags backers, and corporate media lackeys are stunned that they've lost Congress by margins larger than now anticipated, and heaps of state and local officers are lost, the quiet may end abruptly. Don't bet against this. City streets free from mobs and leftist agitators doesn't mean that Marxists and their Democrat enablers, prodded by the witchy Hillary Clinton, aren't preparing to act. Poolside, it's scammer Patrice Cooler's multi-million dollar Topanga Canyon digs. They're watching, waiting, and planning. Violence is intrinsic to the Marxist playbook, but little acts of violence aren't their sole means. The law has been twisted like taffy and thoroughly weaponized, used recently to arrest peaceful abortion protesters. Until called out, Merrick Garland entertained sicking Chris Ray's body-armored AR-15 toting jackboots on parents intrepid enough to stand up against debauched school boards. Garland did send sick FBI robocops on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago in order to invent a crime to destroy a man, to paraphrase, Lavrenti Beria. Biden, our feeble parrot in chief, brands tens of millions of honest Americans as enemies to be isolated and ground under, despite Biden's walk back, the goal remains. You know, anyone who merely dares question woke culture risks cancellation, enforced by key corporate players and social media enterprises, all vying to be the new Krupp. And if you don't get with the delusion that gender is fluid, watch that you aren't on Washington's list to be first in your neighborhood subject to pernicious social credit scoring, now being test-piloted by none other than the Federal Reserve. The Republican capture of Congress will probably necessitate a response. Democrats have an imperative. Republicans must be made to fail, and their allies must be targeted for retribution. The semi-fascists mustn't prevail. And Democrats and the left can't tolerate Republicans moving ahead with the people's business. A GOP agenda that builds up, not tears down America. An agenda that seeks to pull every man, woman, and child from their progressive moral sewer is intolerable. Light of day can't be permitted to intrude. Biden's perpetual dark winter isn't just Democrats, haven't you? But also their hunting ground. And decent, upright Americans are the prey. So Democrats, on their end, and street agitators and thugs on the other, must pull every trick out of their bags. And don't forget, do not forget, Democrats will retain the presidency for two long, miserable years. Biden's handlers have ample latitude under the law to damage the country. The presidency is vested with broad constitutional powers to conduct foreign affairs, command the military, and make war. Wars are defaults for failing regimes. They divert attention and energies from regime-created domestic troubles, and the fuse on the Ukrainian powder keg is lit and burning slowly. But why would you bother staying within the law's bounds? Expect the Biden administration to push a bevy of dare-us-not-to executive orders, orders requiring challenges in federal court. And congressional Republicans and red state governors and AGs have got to be ready to litigate this. Merrick Garland will continue to push tortured interpretations of law. The FBI will intensify their attacks on administration political opponents, including any American who dares challenge administration overreach. Garland and Ray, right down to the lowest echelons, need to be hauled before the House Judiciary Committee by, put Jim Jordan in charge of that. In the Senate, Chuck Grassley, likely Judiciary Committee chair, won't hesitate doing so, as well as shutting down Biden's federal bench nominees. And in the House, the Republicans are going to have the power of the purse. They are the funders. So they have to work to choke off money for any federal department, agency, program, or project that menaces rights and liberty. And the Senate conservatives are going to have to weigh in, too. Republican governors can't allow rioters and agitators again to own city streets in their states. All Americans, particularly the poor and disadvantaged, have a right to protection. Without that, what's the point of government? If Democrat mayors can't or won't clear the secure streets, GOP governors can and should override local authority. With their congressional power stripped, state and local offices lost, to what lengths will they go to claw back the power they covet? How desperate are they going to get with 2024 looming on the horizon? To achieve their ends, they're ready to let you, the nation, suffer worse than it's suffering now. In the final 2 years of Biden's term, a Republican congressional majority's chief's mission is frustrating his handlers at every turn. And that's a tall order and a consuming fight in itself. But they have to also send legislation to his desk that addresses pressing concerns. Costs of rent, mortgages, utilities, groceries, and gas are expected to climb more sharply in the coming months. Credit card debt is growing because people can't stretch their paychecks enough. Americans are going to demand relief, and if Biden's handlers choose the veto pen over cooperation with Republicans, then hang that malfeasance, or this misfeasance, around the Democrats' necks like anchors. They must first win a congressional majority, say you. But let's not put the cart before the house. The numbers underlying the Biden presidency are wretched. Right track, wrong track numbers continue to cut massively against Democrats. Undecided voters have begun breaking toward Republicans. The Democratic major initiatives and governance have gone bust. The Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act was a payoff to favored interest groups. Biden and congressional Democrats have spent $3.8 trillion in less than 2 years. Investors have lost $7.6 trillion in that time, twice as much. Fueling costs is his hostility to domestic energy production. They're jacking up interest rates of the Fed to rein in the inflation it created through flooding the economy with dollars. What is there for you as a voter to like about Democrats? We've got to take back Congress, and then we have to badger these men and women that get elected into the House and the Senate to do the job. This means you pick up the phone. You don't worry about, you know, if you don't get the senator or the congressman, you're not going to. Leave them a message. They'll hear it. They may not hear details of your particular message, but if they know that they've got 100 calls saying that we're against this policy, they will hear that. And that's the thing about politicians. They're very malleable. Republican victories this November, as resounding as they prove, only signal the next phase in the war for America's soul. So stiffen up. Gird your loins now. Because there is it's going to be a tumultuous time. There's going to be fights all over the place. And if violence, the intrinsic thing that they wield, comes your way, you got to get your city, your locality, your municipality to do something about it. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.